Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday. I am your host Jasmine and welcome to this week's conversation. So before we get into it, I thought I could set the scene for you. If you are a longtime listener of the podcast, you know that I used to always do this at the start of every episode, set the scene, set the tone for today's conversation. And for whatever reason, I stopped doing that, but I thought I'd bring that back in today's episode. So it is a very chilly, overcast, cozy morning. I am in a very, very cozy sweater set situation. I have my green tea next to me. I also have a vanilla pumpkin candle lit, and it is the perfect cozy fall morning, if you ask me. And it has me in a very, very chatty mood, which brings me to today's conversation. I thought we could talk about propaganda I am no longer falling for. I am sure you've seen this trend going around on social media for quite a while now. And I have a few things that I wanted to share. And I don't know if it's because of my age, things change over time, the season of life that I'm in, but there are actually quite a few things that I maybe used to believe in, used to subscribe to, used to do that now I'm like, I don't know if this resonates with me anymore. And I just thought it'd be a cute little fun topic to discuss with you guys. As always, I feel like I always have to put out a little disclaimer before I make these types of episodes, but what I share in today's conversation is not that serious. It's just my opinion. It's where I am in my life. It's what I value or don't value. So if you do some of these things or you don't do some of these things, it really is not that serious. But that is all I have to say. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. You know you've reached peak adulthood when your Christmas wish list looks like a new vacuum, free groceries, or even your phone bill paid. And if I'm honest, most holiday gifts end up in a random drawer or the back of my closet, but not with this one. Mint Mobile is offering unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month, their best deal of the year. And if I hadn't switched to Mint Mobile last year, this would be at the top of my wish list. Their best deal of the year is live right now. You can get a 3, 6, or 12 month unlimited plan for just $15 a month. All plans include high-speed data and unlimited talk and text on the nation's largest 5G network. You can bring your current phone and keep your same phone number, and you don't have to deal with contracts or any nonsense. Don't get them socks, get them premium wireless for $15 a month. Shop Mint Unlimited Plans at mintmobile.com/sundaypod. That's mintmobile.com/sundaypod. Limited time offer, upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. Taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Over 35 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. See mintmobile.com. Okay, let's get into our Sunday sip segment of the week where I share my high and low from the previous week. This week, I do not have a low to share. I honestly was trying to think of something, but I didn't have anything come up for me, so I'm not going to force it. So love that for me. No low this week, but my high from this week is a very simple one, but it's something that I've been loving. And it's honestly just been embracing the cozy fall vibes. It's finally starting to feel like fall here. It's been raining. It's been overcast and cold and chilly. So I really have been enjoying the cozy weather, which has put me in a cozy vibe. And I've been doing all of these cozy hobbies. I've been coloring more, staying in a little bit more, slowing down a lot more. And it honestly has done wonders for my mental health, my mood, and I've just really been enjoying fall season. I don't have any dread or fear of the winter blues or seasonal depression or anything like that, which is something that I have dealt with before. So I think in an upcoming episode, I want to kind of talk about the mindset and the habits that I'm doing that have really helped me to embrace fall, winter season, not fall into a seasonal depression and actually enjoy everything that comes with this season, even the darker days, the colder weather. I think I'm gonna do that, but I really have just been in the best mood this week because of the weather and just embracing all the cozy vibes. But yeah, I really, really have been loving it. But now I wanna get into my list of things I'm no longer falling for. I have 10 things on my list, and they kind of range from lifestyle things, self-care, wellness, mindset. It's really a big range of random things, and they're listed in no particular order. But the first propaganda I'm no longer falling for is toxic wellness culture. And I've touched on this topic a bit before. You guys know I'm a wellness girl through and through. I love all things wellness. I love trying any new wellness trend at least once to see if it's something that I enjoy. I love learning about wellness. It's a really big part of my life. I've been making so many lifestyle changes, but at the same time, I definitely have issues with how toxic the wellness culture can get. There is endless information out there. There's a new trend happening every month, and there's constant, this is good for you. No, actually, it's not good for you. And it can be so incredibly overwhelming, and it can consume your whole life if you let it. My philosophy is that wellness is supposed to support you, not control you, and not be this thing that takes over your entire life. My approach to wellness is very, very simple. I do the best that I can. I do what works for me and my life and my body and my wellness journey. But at the same time, I am not obsessing over every detail or spiraling over one ingredient or a bit of plastic. To me, it's just not worth losing my mind over. I will never be that person. I do not want to be that person. I refuse to let anything, whether it's wellness or self-improvement or really anything in life, consume me to the point where I am not enjoying my life and I am stressed out and worried about every single thing that I'm doing, putting in my body, on my body, my habit. Like, no, I am not living my life that way. Life is meant to be enjoyed. It's meant to be experienced. And yes, wellness is a big part of my life. As I've said, I really do the best that I can every single day to support my mind, my body, my soul. But one thing that doesn't support that is stressing about every little damn thing. So please, if you see me eating some hot Cheetos, please know that I do not care about a little red 40. I do the best that I can. I do what works for me, but I'm not going to let myself fall into that toxic wellness culture that I see so much, especially online. There's so much fear mongering. There's so much, oh my God, this is bad for you. You can't have this. You can't do this. You can't. I'm not falling for it anymore. I'm not. Okay, we're starting off strong here, but the next thing that I'm no longer falling for, and this is a bit of a hot take, but I need you guys to hear me out, okay? I am no longer falling for the idea that ghosting someone is bad or toxic. Now, hear me out. Okay. I am never someone who avoids hard conversations. I actually had a very uncomfortable conversation last night with someone I really love and care about, but I am never, ever, ever one to shy away from hard or uncomfortable conversations, especially when it's a relationship or a friendship I care about. If I am having a hard conversation with you, it's because I love you enough to have that conversation and because I want to save our friendship, save our relationship. But one huge lesson that I learned this year is that sometimes ghosting is the healthiest option when the other person isn't emotionally mature enough to handle an honest and uncomfortable conversation. Now, let me say that again. Sometimes, not all the time, not every time, but sometimes ghosting someone is the healthiest option when the other person isn't emotionally mature enough to handle an honest or uncomfortable conversation. Without oversharing or having you too much in my business, I had a conversation this year where I really tried to have a real honest talk with someone that I was incredibly close to. I knew going into this conversation that it wouldn't be easy just based on their patterns and knowing the type of person that they are. A part of me already kind of knew that this conversation wasn't going to land well because of those things, but I ignored that because I loved this person so much and I had so much history with this person and I did not want to let this friendship crumble and I was trying to save it. So I went into this conversation, said what needed to be said, had this very uncomfortable conversation, and unfortunately I was right. The conversation made everything 10 times source, and eventually that led to me having to completely end this friendship. Do I regret speaking up? No, because I know that I said what I needed to say, and I'm really proud of myself for how I did carry myself in that very uncomfortable situation. But it also was a lesson for me that not everyone can handle real, honest conversations. And so now moving forward, whenever I need to have a conversation with someone, I pause before going into conversations like that and ask myself, is this person even capable of holding space for this conversation? Are they emotionally mature enough? If the answer is no, I genuinely do not see an issue with just ghosting the person or letting the friendship or relationship fade and die out on its own, because I know for me, it's going to protect my peace and it's going to save me from a lot of unnecessary chaos and drama. But I'm not condoning this behavior all the time. I don't think it's healthy to ghost people all the time, not have a conversation, not give people the benefit of the doubt. I do think that can be incredibly toxic and unhealthy. But when it's a situation like this, when you know that person is not capable of having an honest conversation and you know it could turn into something more, then maybe it is the best option. So that is my take, and I'm sticking to it. Okay, the third propaganda I am no longer falling for is having a 10-step skincare routine / trendy skincare. As a skincare junkie, I am a sucker for marketing gimmicks, for cute packaging, but if I'm honest, I am so fatigued from all of the celebrity skincare lines and new product launches every month. It's just so much product. And when it comes to my skin, less is more. And maybe it's because I'm in my 30s now, but I'm definitely taking my skincare routine more seriously. To me, I look at my skincare as an investment. So I do not want to put just anything on my face. Half the time, these products don't even do anything for you. I am really being more intentional with my skincare products. I don't believe that I need a 10-step skincare routine. I want high quality skincare products only, whether that's medical grade skincare or just finding good holy grail skincare products and sticking to those. Will I test something if it's gifted? Sure. But am I spending my own money on things that don't actually work for me or might actually make my skin worse? Absolutely not. So we're sticking to less is more when it comes to skincare, medical grade products only, or just really great holy grail products that I know work for me, and investing in my skincare through facials and treatments, healthy habits, and things like that. So that is a propaganda I'm no longer falling for. The fourth propaganda I'm no longer falling for is paying premium prices, or paying anything at all, I should say, for polyester. We have an epidemic. Polyester has taken over the fashion world, and I don't know what's going on, but suddenly everything is polyester. And it's not just fast fashion brands. It's not just lower end price things. It's high end. It's literally every store carries polyester. And what I cannot fathom is how people, or brands, I should say, are charging premium prices for some damn polyester. It is wild, and it drives me insane. When I'm shopping now, whether I'm shopping online or thrifting or shopping in department stores, I am checking the tag on every single item that I'm interested in. I have been definitely way more intentional when I'm shopping these days, and I hope more people jump on board because it is an epidemic and it is out of hand. The fifth propaganda that I'm no longer falling for is the fear of not being quote unquote relatable anymore. This is definitely a big topic that I often see online, but it definitely shows up in real life as well. Anytime somebody levels up, whether they start making more money, maybe they've improved their lifestyle, they start moving differently, whatever the case might be, it never fails that there's comments like, oh, they've changed. They think they're too good now. They're not relatable anymore. And my hot take of the day is that a lot of these comments are rooted in jealousy and projection. It's a way people try to keep others small so that they themselves feel more comfortable. Because let's be so serious right now. If I personally am putting in all this work to grow, heal, build my dreams, elevate my life, become the best version of myself, why would the expectation be that I stay the same, that I don't change at all, that I live the same life that I was living before I did all this work? Now, I'm not saying success or money or leveling up should turn you into a pretentious person. That's not what I'm saying at all. But no one should ever feel guilty for being in a better place than where they started. I know know personally for me, I think that I'll always be a grounded, humble person. That's just who I am. So I don't think like my personality will change much, but my life, I don't want to relate to struggle. I don't want to relate to hardship. I don't want to relate to scarcity. I don't want to relate to a hard life. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I refuse to fall into this propaganda of not being relatable anymore. The sixth propaganda that I'm no longer falling for is that money doesn't buy happiness. I think that this is one of the biggest lies. 9 times out of 10, I don't want to say 100% of the time, but 9 times out of 10, whatever beliefs we have around money and how we view money, how we feel about money, it stems from what we saw and experienced growing up. If you grew up with parents who were always stressed about money or who viewed money as evil and bad, chances are you probably have similar beliefs. So it's really, really important that identify what your money beliefs are. And what I've learned through just learning about money, the mindset around money, the beliefs around money, what I've learned through my own journey is that money isn't bad. Money isn't good or evil. Money isn't a negative thing. Money isn't scary. Money is simply a resource. And I truly believe that money simply amplifies who you already are as a person. So if you are a selfish, evil, unkind person, money is only going to amplify who you are. Likewise, if you are a kind, generous, thoughtful person, money can amplify those aspects of you. And the idea that money cannot buy happiness is an absolute lie. Are there things that are more important than money? Are there things that money can't buy? Of course, 100%. But money plays a huge role in being able to support those things as well. Money can buy experiences. Money can buy safety, stability, to a calmer nervous system. Money can bring you support, and money can buy you the little and big luxuries. Money can allow you to take care of your health, your wellness, your hobbies, your lifestyle, your livelihood, and even support the people that you love. And so I no longer believe in the propaganda that money doesn't buy happiness. As I said, of course, there are things that are more important than money, but money is a huge resource and a huge help in your livelihood. The seventh propaganda I'm no longer falling for is the girl bossing era. And this is a big one for me. I fell hard for the girl boss propaganda and it burned me out so fast. But even though I'm a retired girl boss now, I am still very much ambitious. I still have goals and things I'm working towards. But the difference now is I'm way more grounded and intentional with my goals and the projects that I take on and everything that I do. I don't think I could ever be that type of person who never has anything going on, who doesn't have some sort of project, some sort of goals. But instead of chasing everything at once and feeling like I have to do it all and be as busy and productive as possible in order to be successful, these days I'm choosing what actually aligns with me and I'm only saying yes to opportunities that feel right. I think some of the biggest things that have changed about myself since becoming a retired girl boss is, one, I value rest and slowing down so much more now, and I no longer feel like I have to earn rest. And I think the second biggest thing that's changed about myself is I feel so much more tapped into my feminine energy. I'm just more in tune and in flow versus before. I was very like forcing, doing, very much in my masculine energy. I no longer desire to be as booked and busy as I possibly can be. Reaching your goals and becoming successful doesn't have to come at the cost of your mental health or your well-being, and I firmly stand by that. The eighth propaganda I'm no longer falling for is the no new friends mindset. As someone who is a very, very loyal person, I get it. Trust me, I feel so much loyalty to the people that I really care about. But at the same time, as someone who is constantly growing and evolving, I will never fall for this propaganda. I think about all the people I haven't yet met, people I can learn and grow from, people who can give me what maybe other people can't. And I think about how I would be missing out on so many beautiful connections and experiences if I only stuck to the people I already know. And so I do not subscribe to this idea of no new friends. I am always, always open to making new friends and new connections. However, I definitely have discernment when it comes to meeting new people, allowing people into my life, building close connections. I'm definitely not someone who believes in just like being friends with everybody and letting anyone into your circle or into your life. I do hold my personal life very sacred to me. So I definitely have some level of discernment when I am meeting new people, when I am debating if I want to build a connection with someone. I definitely listen to my intuition. I follow what feels right. I am not going to force a connection, but I am open. I love meeting new people. I think, you know, there's always so much that we can learn from others who have a different perspective or maybe have walked a different path than you. I just think it's so beautiful being able to make those connections. And I don't limit myself when it comes to connections, but I definitely use discernment. Okay, so my 9th propaganda I'm no longer falling for, and this one might come as a surprise to a lot of you, but I'm no longer buying into the idea that at-home iced lattes are better than getting one from a coffee shop. How this even came about: I've been cutting back on my caffeine intake recently, so I decided to stop making lattes at home. I stopped purchasing the things to make lattes so that I would be less tempted to have an extra coffee or, you know, have a latte when I don't really need one. So what that means is when I do want a latte, I have to get dressed, leave my house, and go get one from a coffee shop. And honestly, I love it. I love it so much more than making it at home. The whole experience from getting dressed, leaving the house, choosing a cute coffee shop to work from, having a latte made for me, I think is infinitely better than making one at home. And that's just my take, okay? And yes, it's definitely a little bit more costly having a latte out versus making it at home. But for me, it's an occasional treat that I have like a few times a week, and it's an actual experience. So for me, it's worth it. And since doing this, I feel so much more grateful for my iced latte because I'm not having it every day. Whereas before, I kind of lost my enjoyment for my daily iced latte because it became such a routine. I did it every single day without even thinking about it, without even asking myself if I was even craving a latte. It was just something I did out of habit. But since cutting back on my caffeine intake and only getting lattes at coffee shops and a few times a week, it's become more of an experience that I actually look forward to. Will I probably make an iced latte at home someday in the future? Yes, but right now I'm very much enjoying spending my money on lattes made at a cozy coffee shop. My 10th propaganda I'm no longer falling for is celebrating New Year's on January 1st. Now, this is a big one because I know this is a huge life event that happens every year, but just hear me out for one second. You're telling me that in the dead of winter, when everything is dormant, dark, cold, low energy, that this is the moment to call in a new chapter, welcome in new beginnings and fresh starts? It doesn't make any sense at all. And I used to force the new year, new me mindset hard. But once I really thought about it, January is when I feel the least motivated. It's when I have the lowest energy. And naturally, it's a season and a time where all I want to do is rest, slow down, maybe reflect a little bit. So over the last few years, I've slowly been changing my approach every new year. Don't get me wrong, I still love the whole celebration and act of New Year's, but I don't pressure myself anymore to have my whole life together by January 1st. Instead, what I do is I use January as a time to, like I said, rest, reflect, brainstorm, think about my goals. I'm very much in planning mode, but I by no means am in any rush to take action and to hit the ground running. Around March time, when spring comes around, that is when I feel the call to take action, to show up. I feel inspired and motivated. So my new year really begins around March, and I'm just no longer subscribing to the idea that I have to have my life together on January 1st and I have to hit the ground running. So these are all the propagandas I'm no longer falling for. I hope that you really enjoyed today's conversation. Before we head out, of course, I have my journal prompt of the week for you. And this week's journal prompt is, what are some things that no longer resonate with me anymore? Whether that's lifestyle, a habit, a belief, a mindset. Would love for you to have a moment this week to reflect on things that you no longer agree with, resonate with, believe even. I really hope that you enjoyed today's conversation. If you did, I would so appreciate if you could rate and give the podcast a 5-star review so that more people can discover the podcast. Share this episode with anyone who you think may also enjoy today's conversation. That is all I have to say this week. As always, I will see you Sunday.